This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today I am joined by Ina Rohr, painter, gallerist, and founder of Untitled Gallery, and Emily Howell, photographer and member of Untitled Gallery. Welcome to the podcast, Ina and Emily, and I want to say congratulations on your Project Creosote Award.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We're excited to be here and to talk with you.
I'm so excited for this conversation and to not only learn more about Untitled Gallery, but also learn about you both as individual artists and how you got to this moment. Why don't we jump in? Can you both please introduce yourselves and tell us more about Untitled Gallery and how the organization and co-op got started?
Well, of course. So my name is Ina Rohr. I'm an artist, I'm a painter, and I actually started Untitled Gallery in January of 2019. So we've been around for 3 years now. Emily, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Emily Hallowell. I'm a photographer, and I became a member of Untitled Gallery about 8 months ago. I help out with things around development and promotion, and I also get to exhibit my own photography at the gallery.
Beautiful. And Ina, can you tell us what was the inspiration? How did this gallery come to be and how did it develop into what it is today?
Of course, I'd love to. So the gallery came to be in a very beautiful way. It was almost an accident. I just returned back to Arizona after visiting my home country for 7 months. And then I was basically given the keys to this gallery and mm-hmm. handed this opportunity to start a new beautiful art space in Tucson. My idea was to bring all these amazing artists that Tucson has and bring them together in one space and also provide them with a space where they can show their work and also provide the audience and provide the viewers with a beautiful setting where they can enjoy high level art. They can also meet the artist and they can interact with them. They can learn about their processes. They can learn about their backgrounds as well. So we've been putting on these art walks every first Saturday of the month. So we have a lot of art walks and a lot of events under our belt. Since we are a collective gallery, so what makes Untitled so special is that we curate our own shows and we run the gallery ourselves. So basically everything that you see at Untitled and everything what Untitled is done by the artists that are part of Untitled. Mm-hmm. So we feel like that's a very special part of it. And again, being a collective, our artists get to express themselves. We don't put any restrictions on their artwork. And so we have these beautiful group shows, and we just want the artwork to be of high level, and all of our artists are either like mid-career or established artists, but we don't really put any restrictions on their themes of what they have to create or what they have to paint.
Would you say there is a focus as far as like the curatorial direction of Untitled Gallery? Would you say there's a combination of 2D, 3D, mixed media, new media?
Right. So what we are really striving to do is to bring in a diversity of mediums and diversity of different expressions. So we have painters that are working in abstract in an abstract way. And then we also have representational painters. And then we have sculptors that work. Some of them are more representational and some of them are more more abstract or more conceptual. We've also had artists that are pencil artists and also photographers, you know, and some photographers, again, are more representational and some are more conceptual and more abstract. And because of the nature of the gallery, because we are a collective, the members, we don't have a fixed team. So over this time that we've been around, our team has expanded and contracted kind of dependent on the times. And it also brought in different artists that are working in very different mediums or different genres.
Amazing.
And I would add to that, that I think that thematically we don't, it's not really structured, but I do think that with our members, which is different than our call for artists and our group shows, is to have people who have been making their art for quite a while and they're really advanced in terms of vision and their, for lack of a better word, technique. And so that is something that we try to hold on to in terms of the membership. And then additionally, when we do a call for artists, it's a nice way to bring in the community. And then, you know, the members actually curate and determine how those shows are going to go, like who's going to be included in it. And so at the end of the day, like Untitled is just this very beautiful sort of traditional gallery space downtown that is inclusive, but also trying to maintain a level of quality and expression in the work.
So you mentioned that Untitled is located downtown. Can you tell us a little bit more about how to find the gallery?
So Untitled Gallery is located within the historic Steinfeld building. And we are almost bullseye in the middle of the new construction in that area. So it's great that you've asked where we are, because you can definitely find us on a map, or you can go to untitledgallerytucson.com that we will, you know, do our best to update how to navigate to our front door. And, you know, a big part of us wanting to talk about the gallery is to really encourage people to sort of off-road to our front door. Because right now I think it does look a little intimidating and a little impenetrable. And yet we are still there putting up beautiful shows. It's sort of a little oasis in the midst of a lot of construction.
Well, I would love to learn more about your artistic practices. Ina and Emily, can you both share more about your artistic roots?
Sure. So I actually started, I started doodling around when I was a kid. And my mom put me in art schools when I was pretty young, you know, so I've been practicing in serious or not serious way for a long time. And then actually when I moved to the States, I stopped doing art altogether and went more into digital art and motion graphics. So I worked for media companies and news stations here in town. So one of my big turning points in my life was actually starting to dance Argentine tango. And through that, I met amazing people, amazing artists, really. And one of my friends in particular, she brought me back into traditional art. And, you know, a couple of years down the road, I just found myself quitting the job and becoming an artist full time. Uh-huh. Again, a few years later, then the gallery happened. And so it's just really taking on its own journey at this point, which is really exciting.
Oh, and for me, for Emily, similarly, I think in high school, like a lot of kids that are sort of loners or awkward socially or whatever, you kind of find your way to the art room. Or for me, it was the dark room, the photography dark room. And then similarly, with not a whole lot of opportunities coming my way in terms of going to college because my grades were so bad, my mom basically was like, we'll go to art school. So, which was great because I think that was the right path for me. And then I have been making art in one way or the other throughout the years. And just recently, I'm coming back to it as well in a more intentional way, because for the last 18 years, I've been raising my beautiful daughter. So, which has also had an effect or an influence on the type of work that I make.
Thank you for that. Can you both talk about some of the thematic threads in your work as artists, and possibly how they are connected to this place, right, which is the Sonoran Desert?
I think it, for me, it's interesting because I was born in New York City and I lived in the East Coast for a while. I lived in the Bay Area for a while and ended up here in, I guess, the early 2000s, who is my now ex-husband. But we were really drawn to Tucson because he had family here, but also because of the music scene. And what I really loved after living in, you know, big cities was that Tucson really had a pace and the space to make art, to think about art. And there was a really vibrant community of musicians and visual artists at the time. Doug Biggers had the Tucson Weekly, which was a really good sort of center or way that artists were being, you know, seen and heard, and KXCI, which still does an incredible job supporting the music scene. All of that was happening. So it felt like a really sort of vital, inspired place to be. I left Tucson for the last 12 years and was living in Los Angeles and just moved back. And I love Tucson for all the reasons that I mentioned earlier. And at this point, it's really nice to see how the different communities have evolved, and the support around the arts community is far more inclusive and I think progressive in ways that maybe when I left it wasn't. And so I find that really inspiring and makes me all the more passionate about supporting and making sure spaces like Untitled continue to thrive.
Amazing. How about for you, Ina?
And for me, well, thematically, I would say that I go in these thematic periods, you know, so when I came back to art again, I feel like I used art more for processing of certain personal traumas and, you know, some pretty intense things that have affected me earlier in my life. You know, some of them are very much so Me Too related. And so I had to, there was a lot for me to process. And I really did that almost like as a way of self therapy without even knowing it. And then later on, as I felt like some of it has, I've overcome, you know, or have accepted and moved on. And then it became more of like, oh, this is fascinating. I want to learn more and I want to expand more. But I would say a very common thread through my work is finding beauty within these very mundane circumstances or environments. And I really want people to stop and see, you know, the beauty all around them. And it might not be conventional beauty, but I really am enjoying, and it's very important for me to be able to stop and pause for a second and just acknowledge where we are, you know, and that it is a beautiful experience we're all sharing.
Right. Can you give us an example of what that could look like?
Of course. Tucson is a very different environment for me, coming from Northern European country, you know, so it's very different landscape. It's a different setup of a city. And, you know, just driving through these streets and all these like expansive landscapes, sometimes, you know, how we have all these telephone and electric posts everywhere and wires hanging everywhere. And somehow I'm just so drawn to those and I love them. And I really enjoy, because I think they remind me of like a nervous system that's like running through through a city. And somehow it feels like it's connecting all of us, everybody who's living here. So I've been really drawn to that. And I have a whole collection of these like nocturnal, often monsoony cityscapes. And also another thing that I absolutely love is just going outside painting and plein-airing. I really enjoy the desert. And now that I got to know the desert and I finally fell in love with it, and it is amazing. And it's such an alien landscape, especially coming from a northern country, you know, so I really enjoy going out there and just painting and observing and spending time with it.
I would say, as a fan of Ina's work, that it's so true. It's so nice to hear her speak about it, because that idea of pausing and noticing, I mean, the pictures that she's talking about right now are really, they're truly like something, if you lived in Tucson, you've probably seen, which is the quality of light after a monsoon with the city lights and all of it coming together. And she is just like an incredible painter who is able to articulate that feeling very specific to Tucson. And so Yeah, and the idea of like, I think for a lot of us, I read that resonates with me too, just the idea of pausing and reflecting and noticing, I think is a big part of what a lot of visual artists come from or are about, and why, again, that's so important in the midst of so many things to be able to make sure that artists still have a space, because I think they represent that sort of pause and that attention.
Thank you, Emily. You're that welcome, was very Nina. Sweet of you.
Absolutely. Big fan.
Thank you. But I also wanted to add something about Tucson and this desert in Arizona. It offers such expansiveness. And yeah. To me, that's been a very special experience, you know, just going out into the desert and seeing the sky and seeing the land. This place really gave me a sense of connection and connection to people who live here, but also to nature and to the universe, really. And there's not much standing between you and the sky here.
The big sky is such beautiful. A thing.
Right.
Yeah, you are kind of articulated that perfectly in terms of how it makes you feel as a human and as a person. It's so unique to this part of the country too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard just similar comments from artists who have a deep appreciation because they've experienced something other than expansive skies, right? And it's like this gratitude for expansiveness.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because when you've lived in the sort of congestion of a city, which has its own sort of vibrance and energy to it, and that can be really stimulating and inspiring, it's very pronounced when you get to the desert, and again, the word expansiveness and the ability to just sort of breathe and move around.
And reflect. I feel like it's a beautiful place for introspection, self-reflection, and contemplation. All of those words. Yeah, it's beautiful for that.
I had a friend. Yeah, I had a friend when I first moved here who said, "The desert will either cure you or kill you." And I feel like that is such an. I don't know. I think about that all the time because it's both beautiful. And so harsh, you know, as the summer months come, so.
Thank you both for sharing really beautiful images to think about and, you know, words to go along. I would love to know, Ina and Emily, who are some of your influences, personally, artistically, who comes to mind?
I think for me, I was thinking about this question and I had to kind of go back in my memory, but the first photographer that I really was moved by and thought, oh, okay, photography can be a form of artistic expression and personal expression was a photographer named Nan Golden, and her photography was really raw and very personal and very much about vulnerabilities and struggles. And within the period of time that I was studying photography, for the most part, it was a lot of very beautiful black and white prints and by mostly white male artists, and they weren't very personal. And so when I saw Nan Golden's work, I thought, oh, okay, well, this photography can be a medium for intimate, personal, raw expression. And then around the same time, I discovered Joy Harjo's poetry and Toni Morrison's writing. And I think that the combination of all of those influences made me realize that that you can make art that can sort of transcend the sort of academic understanding of things, and that the sort of importance of personal expression as a way of connecting us to our humanity. And so I feel like those are things that are still very much a part of my own work, but also a part of why I'm so interested in, you know, making sure that the arts community in Tucson continues to be what it has been. And then I would say the other influence, of course, is maybe not, of course, to other people. For me, is my daughter, Annabelle. I feel like her generation of peers and their ability to understand intersectionality and live outside the binary is constantly expansive and inspiring. So to me, that is kind of the link between, those are the things within my own work that feel really important to constantly be reflecting on, and also keep me close to why the arts and why the humanities mm-hmm. are so important to a culture.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nina, do you like to share?
So for me, there are a few artists and they're contemporary artists that I absolutely love and admire. And that's Ron Hicks and Kwon Ho and Alex Kanievsky. And I mean, I love following the work and another one that always comes up, Egon Schiele. I just like, ooh. I love these psychological portraits. I love when it's raw and so many human experiences come up in their work. And so with the ones that I mentioned earlier, Ron Hicks and Kwon Ho, I mean, I just love the way they feel paint. I love the way they feel our internal state and the way they see beauty. So like, to me, that's amazing. But I also love how masterful they are and what they're doing. So I'm always stalking their work, trying to connect and talk to them, you know. So they're amazing for sure. And of course, nature. I would say, you know, just like being in nature, observing, observing and, you know, finding the little things. They're just so fascinating and spectacular, you know, and of course, human connection. I think a lot of my desire to paint, to reflect, comes from connecting to other human beings.
And I will say, because Ida just did a series of paintings from orange trees right before they were, or lemon, orange trees,
citrus trees in my yard, right?
Oh, and they, based on what everything she was just saying, they are so beautiful in terms of, again, like her painting technique, and also just that sort of connection to nature that, you know, is not something even that you have to go out on a, you know, an intense hike for. It's like, it's in her backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're beautiful.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see them.
Thank you. And I think that was the point that I've been trying to make recently with my work and with going outside plein airing, that it's like, you don't have to be anywhere different, you know, like there's so much beauty already around you, but it just does take a second to stop by and to stop and take a look and to note it.
What would you say is moving you, you know, besides the influences you both just mentioned? Is there anything else that moves you as an artist, whether it's literally, artistically, culturally? What would you say to that?
I would say coming back to Tucson, and the thing that is really driving me right now, I mean, I love being able to create photographs and meditate on my own work and share that. But the thing that I feel really passionately about right now is, having seen other cities go through demographic changes, similar to what Tucson is experiencing right now, which is sort of an influx of people moving in from other places. And I think what a lot of people are drawn to is just there's a culture here. There's a vibrancy here. And an art scene here that is so vital and so important. And then the irony of it is that with shifting demographics, that all that energy that comes from people who have either grown up here or chosen to move here because it's an affordable place to really slow down and make art, there's the potential for losing that. And so for me, what's really driving a lot of my energy right now is figuring out ways to collaborate with other entities, find grant money, and just continue to bring awareness to the fact that Tucson is as cool as it is because of the arts community that is here. And that arts community really needs the support of whether it's new people coming in or people who have lived here for a long time in order to stay, basically. And, you know, I think there's so many examples of parts of the country, I don't know, Portland, the Bay Area, where artists and local people get pushed out by people coming in. And I just don't want to feel like that's an inevitable outcome for Tucson. And so a lot of my energy right now goes to whether it's trying to prop up Untitled Gallery and make sure that we stay in business. And in doing that, what I mean by in business is that we have such a great community of other artists that come in and really respond to the work that's in the gallery. And additionally, we're hoping to bring more people in who, you know, have the means to actually purchase work, because that is the reality for artists living in Tucson, is we need to figure out ways to have an income to pay our rent. Mm-hmm. And so that is part of what Untitled Gallery is really about. It's not a commercial gallery. The money that people pay to buy a person's artwork goes directly back to that artist.
Wow.
And that artist then can pay the rent and continue to make art. And so bringing some understanding of that trajectory, which is, you know, that if there's going to be a change in demographic, if there's going to be an influx of money and resources, that it really be directed towards keeping the vitality of Tucson strong.
Right. You know, you all are contributing in such a powerful way to the artistic ecosystem, right? The art worker economy.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I knew there was a term for it. There's the artist economy, which is often not the economic part of it is struggling and difficult to articulate, because I think we would like to feel like there's this world that artists just exist in and make their art and whatever. And like the reality is that we, and by we, I mean people who've lived here locally and people who have made art here, you know, we need to pay our rent too. We are suffering from all the same issues around inflation and cost of food and cost of living. And yeah, that economy is something I want to bring attention to.
Thank you for sharing. Ina, is there anything you would like to add?
I would say I really like Emily's answer, and I think that's exactly where I'm at right now too. And so we are just really excited to keep Untitled evolving. We want to see it thrive, and we really cannot do it without this outside support. So we really we do want to support our artists and to continue bringing these incredible shows for people to enjoy. But we also, I mean, there is that reality of being an artist and a living artist. You know, we still do need to pay our rent. We need to pay the gallery space rent. And we, like everybody else, we need to eat as well. So we do want to just increase that awareness, you know, of the gallery, to bring people in, and also just realize that there are incredible artists that are living in this town, and they're creating amazing, amazing artwork. And, you know, we're all sharing this town with them. So come on over to the gallery and enjoy it. And, you know, you can get to meet these artists at the openings. And it's just, I feel like it's an amazing opportunity for people who love art or who connect with art to actually support these living artists and to feel like right. they are a part, like a contributing part of these artists' lives, but also in the bigger picture, like they are a part of Tucson art scene. They are a part of Tucson culture. And so we all need each other to be able to sustain this ecosystem, you know. So,
and I think, yeah, like we're talking to you. I know that this will air at a different time, and hopefully there's not another tragedy at that moment. But we're talking, you know, today after a really horrific week. And I just keep coming back to, like, I think Toni Morrison has some beautiful quotes about the responsibility of the artist and the importance of the humanities, basically that, you know, without them, it's sort of an indication of a culture in decline. And I think it's so important to try to draw that line or make that link to, you know, keeping the arts, keeping the humanities going is not just for the sake of pretty pictures. It really is the place that humans connect and find their commonality and are able to work through deep suffering and, you know, great joy. And so, again, I just want people to really begin to understand what the cost of potentially losing cultural spaces and artist voices. And I think that both Ina and I and our members of our gallery are really committed to, you know, being here and doing our work. And then when we have these calls for artists, what's really incredible is that we get people and during our openings that come to those gallery openings who have never been in a gallery before and are experiencing and connecting in ways that they might not have otherwise if we weren't there. So,
right. I just want to add to that too, regarding these open art calls. It is amazing to see and to be able to provide an opportunity for an artist who has never exhibited in the gallery, you know, with that first thrill of having their work seen on the space and like in the real gallery, you know, so that's really special and important,
really,
right? And that is a really special experience for, I mean, for everybody involved,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and the artists themselves, ourselves, and then of course their friends and family,
mm-hmm.
and especially like seeing that for sale, you know, like at our last show, we had this artist, it was his first show ever, and he sold a piece. And I mean, that was just incredible to see. And
right?
It was like, what a special place and what a special way to contribute to somebody's artistic journey in this way.
Yeah. And then those people with bringing in their families and
right.
communities, it's the best part of, I think, what we do.
Right.
One of the best things that we do.
This
keeps us going and keeps us inspired.
For sure. You know, and since, well, the gallery has been around since 2019, and then shortly after, we had a really good year then. And then we went into this, into the pandemic, and now we're in construction, you know, and so there's, it gets difficult at times,
yes.
you know, and we sit here and we wonder our own sanity,
like, why are we doing this,
you know, and then we do have a guest who comes in the gallery and they're just so touched and moved by it. And, you know, they're so appreciative of having this space. And then we just look at each other and we go like, that's why, you know, and it's
that's the reason.
Right. Exactly.
And let's do it again.
Exactly.
Right?
Let's do it again. But also let's, you know, we need those people to come in and, you know, despite all these obstacles and sometimes like actual very physical obstacles, you know, like construction cones, we still encourage people to come in and share this experience
with us. Don't wear heels.
Right.
Or shoes you care about.
Okay. Noted. Emily and Ina, what's next for Untitled Gallery?
So, we are really excited to get into our next season when we open with a new show in September. And we, besides just providing these beautiful art shows, we are also looking into adding perhaps some workshops and classes. And I've been wanting to do this forever, but somehow hasn't happened yet. Would love to add artist talks, and
yes.
when you can actually get to meet and know the artist on a deeper level. Sometimes openings are really fun and you get to interact with the artist, but to get a deeper understanding, you really want to spend some time with them and kind of look closer at the work and kind of get to know them in that way. So I'm really excited for that. And I'm really excited to keep going. And again, like, despite all these obstacles that are coming our way, to keep finding this energy and enthusiasm, and hopefully being able to share their space with more people in Tucson. And another thing, since we are a collective gallery, we are always looking for artists who might want to join Untitled Gallery. So if any artists are listening out there right now, you can head out to our website, untitledgallerytucson.com, and you will see a page with an artist call, and you can always submit your art for consideration to be a part of our gallery.
Yeah, because there is actually a process. We get approached by a lot of people who are like, wow, I'd love to show my work in here. And we're like, okay. But the actual process is one where you go through an application, and collectively, as a group of the existing members, we look at it and where that artist is and their career fits with the space, but also what an artist can contribute is almost at this point equally as important, because the just day-to-day business of running a gallery, whether it's promotion or social media or network or developing or hanging shows,
or just gallery sitting,
all of those things, we need that as much as beautiful art on our walls. Right. So it's a combination of, like, if there are any artists out there who want to potentially become a member of our Untitled Gallery and also have something that they can contribute and offer to the space and the sort of mission that we've talked about here today. That's, right. I think, what we're going to be seeking. And I'm excited because I know how many people there are in this town who are incredible artists and also really capable people.
And what I'd like to add to that as well, since we are a collective gallery, we're not a commercial gallery, so each one of us basically gets a chance to shape this gallery in a way and shape the future of this gallery and the direction of this gallery. So that's really exciting. I think it's a really cool opportunity for artists to be able to do that, because so many times when you are involved in a commercial gallery, you either have to produce a certain theme work, or, you know, just like work within certain constraints, and we don't really ask artists of that. And it's really exciting, I think, to be able to be involved in shaping the gallery. Mm-hmm. And one more thing, as we mentioned, we are looking for artists who might be interested in joining us or talking to us or just getting to know us. Also, since we are doing everything ourselves, it would be really cool to put it out there that if anybody who might not even be an artist but might have either interest or maybe some experience on the other side of this business, who might want to join us in helping us run the gallery, maybe perhaps it could be like gallery sitting, or even outreach.
Yeah, we've been really starting to think about ways to expand the art that's in the space outward, meaning, you know, if somebody that runs a hotel or a restaurant, those types of spaces, is interested in potentially collaborating with us to be able to exhibit, you know, local artists in their spaces, we are looking into that as a way of just sort of expanding beyond the walls of the gallery, and also, again, bringing in an audience that hopefully, besides just appreciating arts, has the means to, you know, purchase art and support it in that way.
Well, it just beautifully said, and I'm hoping our listeners will definitely take note and contact you all. Oh, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you both, and I'm looking forward to checking out an Untitled exhibition in the fall. And yeah, I can't wait to meet you both in person.
Hey, Janaya, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to more podcasts, visit kxci.org. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.